Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thanks for being part of my day as we continue very obnoxiously to celebrate our 10th anniversary week. And we thank you for being part of it. I hope you're having as much fun as I am. I hope you're having just half as much fun as I am. If you do, you're having a big time. And you're going to be glad you hung out with us today, because our good friend Tim Berry is with us. Tim, as you know, folks, he and I are going to celebrate a 10th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust in January. So he's got almost 10 years with us, and one of the very first members of our Brain Trust. And as you know, Tim is president and founder of Palo Alto Software. Actually, I can't say that anymore. He's the founder and chairman, I think, now of Palo Alto Software. His daughter, whom I have high regard for, is now the president. But Palo Alto Software, as you know, folks, are the people who make Business Plan Pro. And Tim is the author of Hurdle, the book on business planning. He is the world's expert. And it's just simply the world's expert on business planning. But what I'm so proud about is he's our good friend. Tim, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, and very, very much congratulations. Well, 10 very successful, steady growth years from, quote, I must have been crazy to, yeah, we're making it.
Well, you know, Tim, you talked about very successful years. You know, there were many years where the success had to be measured a little bit differently. They were in the early years, and I told the audience this yesterday when I did a little stand up by myself, and I said, you know, there were times when I had to measure my success not by the classic how much money's coming in, but by the work that we were doing. Was it quality work? Were people interested in it? And Tim, my Brain Trust sustained me during those times, and nobody did that more than you, by giving me feedback, by helping me to harden my metal and forge this product that we were creating into a better product. And there were a number of years, and you knew about this because I was confiding in you in those days. You knew how tough things were from a capitalization standpoint, and you helped me to believe in myself. And I want to say right here in front of people listening all over the world on the internet and across North America on the radio, I thank you for that.
Well, couldn't happen to a more deserving guy. I was always impressed with actually 5 days a week, 52 weeks a year, going out there and delivering. That's really what makes it, isn't it?
Well, you know, when I first started doing this, I said, okay, how many days does a small business owner work to make payroll on Friday? Well, you and I both know they work 7 days to make payroll on Friday, but I decided to take Saturday and Sunday off. But no, I mean, at least 5 days a week, they're out there trying to slay the dragon and make payroll, and I felt that if I was going to be their advocate, I could do no less.
Yeah.
And it's been fun. I've never done anything that was more fun, because you and I have gotten to talk a lot about business planning. We've talked about business planning 8 ways from Sunday, every way you can think about it. And I really think that we've helped a lot of people understand business planning, not just as something you do with a software program, but as a way of life, haven't we?
As a way to manage and control your destiny, yes, definitely. That's the way we talk about it.
Yeah.
And not, oh my God, there's this big ugly document that I have to produce before I do anything important.
Not a means to an end, but a way of life. And I think that's a very important lesson that you've taught us, Tim. And I know one of the things you want to talk about today is something I think I'm a little surprised that you want to talk about it this way, and that is planning as you go. Is that what you said?
Plan as you go, business planning.
All right.
Which is the title of a book that I'm working on. Entrepreneur.com will be publishing it. And I want to put this new view of it. I think the world is missing a lot on business planning because people are still stuck in that old idea. You know, I don't want to say paradigm or old metaphor, but just the old idea that the business plan is this big, ugly, hard-to-do document that stands between you and whatever you want to do in business, and that's just wrong. Plan as you go, I'm using as a title because I want to imply that you get started. You start anywhere, you get started, you get going, and you're always planning your business. So the main thing is to get the cycle moving.
Hold on to that thought, Tim. We're going to come back and lay the groundwork for your plan as you go way of life. And I really would like for you to think about it like that with our good friend Tim Berry right after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Jim, this is Roger Volcom calling. I teach negotiations at American University, and I've written a couple of books on negotiation. Congratulations, 10 wonderful years. Hopefully, there'll be another 10 and another 10 after that.
And maybe 10 after that. Who knows? I'm going to live forever, ladies and gentlemen. I've decided. I've already made up my mind. I'm going to live forever. That's Roger Volcom, folks, our good friend and negotiating expert. Thanks, Roger, for that. We're having a great visit with our good friend Tim Berry. Tim is president of Palo Alto Software. I keep saying that, Tim. It's not. That's not the way it is anymore. You're the chairman.
No, actually, Jim, I was going to. Oh well, it doesn't matter. The last time you did it, Sabrina is CEO.
CEO.
I've kept the president.
That's
title.
It. That's
although
it.
Nobody reports to me.
Yeah.
But I'm still president because I use that a lot for teaching and writing.
Well, I don't know why. I'm going to have to make a note here. Because
don't make a note because you can still call me president.
I know. Okay. But see, he's a president, folks, but he doesn't run anything anymore. He's the chief. You're the chief inspirational officer.
A good one.
But, folks, he still hasn't given up the reins or the rank of being the world's expert on business planning, and that's not going to change. Tim, we're talking about business plan as you go along now.
Plan as you go.
How does that work? How does that work?
How that works is it's recognizing the reality that we live in, that you need to be planning in order to manage, and planning is like walking or steering. It's a matter of correction, so you need to keep your assumptions in view so that you can identify when assumptions change. And it works a lot like dribbling. In either basketball or soccer, dribbling, you have to keep looking up. You have to see the field. You have to see what's ahead. But at the same time, you're managing the thing that you're doing right there. So short-term and long-term, and you look up and then you look back down, that's your planning. And plan as you go so that you can see when assumptions change. You don't lose your direction. You don't lose your long term. You don't lose your consistency.
And plan as you go is a way.
It's a process.
It's a way of staying connected to your planning process, isn't it?
Yes, and it's not like, oh my God, now we're going to spend 3 hours a day planning. It's probably a couple hours a month of formally reviewing the plan, but it's recognizing some of the basics, like for example, a good business plan is never finished. If your plan is finished, your company is finished.
Say that again.
A good business plan is never finished.
This is going to be on the test,
folks. If your
plan
is finished, your company is finished.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where this plan as you go title is my way of just drawing together this planning attitude that God knows it's not new. You and I have talked about that a lot over 10 years, but people are still... Now, the latest sort of swing that you see sometimes in the media is somebody gets a hold of something that indicates, well, here's a successful company that didn't have a business plan, and here's another one that didn't have a business plan, and then they'll group them together and say, see, you don't need a business plan. And they're telling that to people who really want and need planning and will manage their business better, but then they're saying, see, You don't need a business plan, and people get very confused with that.
Yeah. You know, the thing about planning is to plan as you go. The cool thing about this, folks, is you're going to think you're creating a business plan, and you will be. But what'll happen one day, and you may not realize this if you don't think about it, what will happen one day is you'll all of a sudden you'll say, wait a minute, I'm a lot smarter manager today than I was a year ago. I'm anticipating things better than I was. You know, what happened? How did I get so much smarter? And it's, you know, sort of like, you know, when I was 18, Tim, I thought my dad was pretty dumb.
Oh, yeah.
And when I got to be 21, I thought he'd been going to night school. He got smarter all of a sudden, you know. I think that's what happens. It kind of creeps up on you. The business planning not only creates a business plan, but when you plan as you go, like you're talking about, you actually, you know, never mind your business plan for just a second. You're going to be a better manager.
Because planning does then generate management. It's about, yes, and it's about that. Watching where you're going and focusing and setting down tracks. You're laying tracks so that you can go back and see what changed, where you were particularly strong, where you were weaker, and you're managing to control your destiny.
Right. And it really helps you. I think what you're talking about, Tim, really helps you stay connected to the fundamentals.
Yes.
And I'll tell you, folks, if you focus on the fundamentals, FOF, you've heard me talk about it before. If you focus on the fundamentals, I really believe the dollars will come and play in your backyard.
You mean like giving value?
Yeah.
Like doing something that people want or need or both,
mm-hmm.
and offering value and going to work every day and returning phone calls and opening the door on time and things like that.
And having a dedication to good to regular financials. And understanding about just in time inventory. I mean, many of these are mechanical fundamentals that we're talking about. Some of them are just common sense customer service fundamentals. But if you'll do the planning like Tim's talking about, the elements of planning will keep you connected to the fundamentals, so you don't go wandering off on some quest, some windmill to tilt at.
Yeah, your plan review that's part of the plan as you go idea. Oh, well, we'll talk about that.
Yeah, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're right back after these messages with our good friend Tim Berry, the president, not the CEO, that's Selena. But the president of Palo Alto Software, the makers of Business Plan Pro, and our good friend. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I can't imagine any...
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Smallbusinessadvocate.com is where you can find the show, all the different ways that we have for you to listen, including podcasting. And, of course, you can find the articles that many of us have written, not me and my Brain Trust members, like our good friend Tim Berry, thousands of articles there. Archives, past interviews that we've done with Tim and others and the 600 other members of our Brain Trust are all there, about 4,000 of those puppies there for you to listen to, and that including the ability to podcast those as well. You can subscribe to my free newsletter. You can check out our blog while we're there. And also, askjim.biz is our knowledge base where you can get small business answers right now. Tim Berry is all over all of our websites. He has an outstanding website, actually a couple of his own. Tim, tell us about them, please.
Well, I start with B-Plans when we talk about website. B-P-L-A-N-S, www.bplans.com, which is where we have the world's largest resource of free information and tools for doing business planning.
Yeah, and it's outstanding, folks.
And then I'd like to suggest blog.timberry.com, my blog, Planning Startup Stories, where I'm posting several times a week.
It's really good stuff.
Thank you, Jim.
Especially this week. You had one really good post there. I liked a lot. An awful lot.
And congratulations again on that.
Well, thanks.
10 years of growth and giving value.
Yeah, thanks, Tim. Tim, listen, folks, really check out Tim's blog especially. You'll like it a lot. You'll like what Tim has to say. Tim, talk to us some more about Plan As You Go.
You need to start in it. Well, need is a bad word, but one of the other elements that debunks the myth of the big, ugly business plan is start anywhere. Some people will want to do a mission statement. Some will do a mantra. Some will do sales forecast. Some will do strategy things.
It doesn't matter, does it?
There's not a sequence. Just get going on it. And what you do today, use tomorrow in running the business better. And build it up like blocks so that over time, you haven't really lost any moments in business. You're still working and giving people value, but over time, you're accumulating what actually is a steady running business plan.
Well, here's
and that
the
happens
thing, Tim,
over time.
Here's the thing. Today, you're working on something that you're working on marketing, you're working on your product line, you're working on human resources, you're working on your cash flow, whatever. Today, something other than just buying and selling is on your mind. You've got it is on everyone's mind. And so for that information, for that project, start documenting what you've done.
Exactly.
And start collecting that, and it, as you say, it'll start going together like a puzzle.
It's like I think you've mentioned before, we're both in this world in which there was once a loose leaf binder on top of the deck,
yeah.
And as things come up, you grab the right place in the binder. This is your planning as you go.
Mm-hmm.
Things are coming up, and that should be part of my plan. And then the other thing is the review. I started to say that. Regular review. Planning is like walking or steering. It's course corrections. It's always keeping in mind what your ultimate destination and your directions are while you're dealing with the short-term, immediate, specific dates, deadlines, task responsibilities. Those specifics are right there, and you work with them, keeping in mind the long-term.
The business plan is often used to get a loan. It's often used to entice investors. It's used for other formal things, formal presentations. But the most important value, I think, of a business plan is that it keeps you grounded in, as I said earlier, in the fundamentals. And the more you start putting these pieces together, these little planning elements together, no matter where you start where you are. Just start today on what you're working on today, and you start putting all these things together. After a while, so many things that have been hidden to you will be revealed, will come clear, and you'll discover it yourself.
Well, and then you also have, in this discovery process, is the reminder that you don't want to get lost in reacting to the fires that you have to put out.
That's it.
And lose the long-term progress towards goals.
Business planning will help you avoid crisis management.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Tim, I got to wrap it up, unfortunately. Thank you for being here all these years, for being such an abiding support system for us.
And, Jim, congratulations again.
We'll see you next time. Tim Berry, ladies and gentlemen, who knows a little bit about being in business more than a decade, I can tell you that. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and as you know, this program has been and always will be for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.